A study to improve disaster response and recovery for Hauraki Māori in the wake of Cyclone Gabrielle is one of 13 grants announced through the Health Research Council's Ngā Kāhunuhi Kitea Community Advancement Fund to Whāriki Manawahine o Hauraki as the sole women's refuge supporting whānau who have or are experiencing domestic and or sexual violence in the Thames, Coromandel and Hauraki District Council regions. And thank you for joining us on today's program. Paula Crawford Moyle is in for a chat on that front. Nei rā te mihi kia koe, Paula. Tēnā koe.
John, really nice to be on the show this morning.
Thanks very much. Te Whāriki Research Manager. How will you explore the experiences of Māori and Hauraki Rohe in the aftermath of the cyclonic events then, Paula?
Really, I'm just the pen holder, and I organise how people will be spoken with. They're their own best experts. They will tell their stories to us of what they experienced, what help they didn't get, where they did get, you know, resources and the help that they dearly needed. Which really came from local services. But they get to tell their own story, because we all know if you don't have that shit down on paper, Dale, what happens is it's not believed, and the voices get lost in the mainstream mix of everybody telling their experiences. And, you know, some are more privileged than others, and they get the limelight. So that's the whole purpose of the research itself is going to the people who are often very quiet and out there helping others, and we're wanting them to tell their stories so that we can gather that evidence and say, look, this is where the gaps were, this is where the resources went to, our people need this on the ground, and and hopefully the outcomes will influence better response and recovery after extreme weather events, particularly Cyclone Gabriel that just devastated the region.
Tēnā koe. Could you give us the shape of the study, please?
Well, the shape of it will be over an 18-month period. We will be asking people within their own communities to do the interviews and gather those kōrero pūrākau from the people themselves, and then as a team and with those key stakeholders, these stories too, we begin to paint a picture, and that picture will indicate and give findings as to where the gaps are and where the solutions need to be positioned.
Tēnā koe, Te Whāriki's relationship with, for instance, the Thames Coromandel District Council, how have you worked alongside them in the aftermath of the cyclone?
Yeah, well, that's a good story in itself, Dale. What we found is that Whāriki, they were out there over a period of several days, you know, and the team worked around the clock, and that was a smooth running operation. They had to get out there. I mean, they work day-to-day in family violence and sexual violence, working with whole of whānau. But, you know, in times like this where the mountain, you know, the hills come down and the roads are all blocked off, and people have to truck in or backpack in, food in order to look after or feed the whānau, the communities that are cut off. Whāriki were out there doing sandbagging. They were helping older people get from one place to the next. They were organising the kai, and they were delivering that. These are all things that they just got in and started doing, because that's what you do when you don't have the resources coming to you. It's all hands on. So out of that, there was a decision made that those stories needed to be collected in order for Māori to be able to have a voice in where they needed the response and the recovery and, you know, resources coming to them in a way that so that our, you know, local, even though the services get out there and do the mahi, you've got to have the backups, you've got to have the resources in order to be able to provide, and you've got to have an idea and a strategy, because this is the nature of forever. You know, we're here now, and extreme weather events are a part of our lives, and that's not going to go away, Dale. So our people need to be prepared on the ground and know what's coming. And that's this is just one part of making that happen. And we've been working closely with the council, saying this is what happened, this is what didn't happen, and this is what we need to happen going forward.
Tēnā koe, can you tell us about some of the isolated Hauraki Māori communities that Te Whareke helped during the cyclone and the challenges they faced?
Well, you know, we've all got lots of gumboots now, red band gumboots, and some of them are pink band, you know. That's become a part of our uniform, and whilst it's funny, and it's the reality. And you know, our team were, when I talked about sandbagging, you know, you're not just filling the bags up, you're actually placing them to stop water from getting building up and getting into places where it's going to cause more damage. They were helping getting a boat, for example, that the men work with, and packing food up into that, and then taking it along the coast to where communities were cut off, and delivering that way. They were also helping get food to where people were able to put it into their backpacks and track over a hill into a community that had been cut off, so that there was at least a supply of kai coming in. And, you know, just they run the Pāpaka kai, and they were working with local council to put boxes of kai together, and then that gets transferred into however it's going to be delivered to those cut-off communities. So these kinds of things happen all the time in extreme weather events, but it's about doing it better. And the thing that I want to really put out there, Dale, is, you know, whilst a generator was needed for a particular community that didn't have a lot, and a marae may have needed a generator, that we saw two or three of them going over in a helicopter to the more affluent side of Hauraki and where the well-to-do people live. Those are things that we want to be able to talk about and say what our needs are, and we don't want to be missed out. We deserve also to have access to those sorts of resources that allow our people a better way of coming back, of recovery. And it takes time. It takes time to get the roads cleared, to clear the backlog of pahutukawa that come down behind your whare. And these things, you know, a chainsaw, a generator, weather gear, and all of these things take strategizing and planning, and we want to get that right. And that comes from those communities. They are the best experts on themselves, and they have the solutions. So that's what this, that hats off to the Health Research Council for listening to us and helping us with this pūtia.
Tēnā koe, thank you, Paula. Thanks for the kōrero about that interesting project for Whareki. Look, you've been very outspoken on aspects of our care and protection, questioning that we're doing a decent job on either front. What would you make of the political rhetoric around this important area? Has it been as prominent as you might have expected, or are you disappointed that this issue hasn't been a major discussion point on the hustings for candidates for October 14, Paula?
Look, I can only just give you a quick response that what's clear is that when you go to strategize, when you want to plan, when you say these are the gaps and this is what our people missed out on, they are not listened to, they are not believed until you put it down on paper. So until we have the evidence and we have a report I think that will go a long way in putting it squarely on the table, and particularly as we're approaching the elections, those voices need to be heard. And it's not just here in Hauraki, but it's where it's been hardest hit. There are still people that are, you know, struggling to get any kind of resource to get their lives going again. Really looking forward to being able to get the project done and on the table.